Life and death are in the power of my tongue. I decree things and they are established. The words of my mouth come to pass. Whatsoever I say and believe, those things I say shall come to pass. I shall have whatsoever I say. I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do, and I can have whatever God says I can have, because I am who He says I am. I have made the decision to live in consistent, willing obedience with unwavering faith, and I see the promises of God come off the page of my Bible to being my actual experience in life. I am willing and obedient to serve Him. I eat the good of the land. I will spend my days in prosperity and my years in pleasures. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man sheweth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. By the grace of God, I am a new creature in Christ. I am joint heir with Jesus. I am an heir of the world. I am a king. I am royalty, a royal child of the King of Kings. I've been made the righteousness of God. I am rich in Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I am the branch of Jesus, the vine, and I produce his fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is seen by others in my life, so it brings glory to my Father. I'm becoming more and more like Jesus every day. I have his thoughts, feelings, and actions. I have given up my right to complain about anything. I walk in truth and in integrity. I have godly character. I walk in the fullness of God's love for him and other people. I put the interests of others before my own, dying to self, because I am a loving person. I am kind, compassionate, patient, and understanding. I control my emotions by the power of Christ. I bless those that curse me. I bless those who despitefully use me. I overcome evil with good, because he that saith he abide in Jesus ought himself also to walk even as he walked. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. I desire to be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. I desire that the Father of glory may give unto me the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. I have a hunger to know God. I seek him earnestly. I worship God in spirit and in truth. I get closer to him every day. I acknowledge God in all my ways, and he directs my path. I make all decisions in accordance with God's will. My life is in line with the word of God. I have consistent, willing obedience to God's word and unwavering faith in God's word, and I have the boldness to follow God's leading no matter what. God promised to give me wisdom richly whenever I ask for it, and with that wisdom comes the ability to discern wisely. Therefore, I make wise decisions and I consistently take action with boldness. My Father's kingdom is my priority. I only do that which is pleasing to my Father. I delight to do his will. I love God with all my mind, all my heart, and all my soul, and I love my neighbor as I love myself. And whatsoever I do in word or deed, I do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And whatsoever I do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. I am holy and separated unto God. The words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in God's sight. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, I think on these things. I have been made free from sin. I am dead to sin. I give no place to the devil, not even for a moment, because I am addicted to righteousness. I have been endowed with Christ's boldness, compassion, wisdom, and favor to do his will. God's love is perfected in me. All fear has been cast out of me. I have a spirit of power and a sound mind. I willingly obey God boldly because I love him and because I can trust him. My faith is working by love. I have the abundant life Jesus came to give me. Christ became poor so I, through his poverty, might be rich. I have wholeness with nothing missing, nothing broken. I have peace and joy, and I am rich and prosperous. Everything I set my hand to do is blessed and empowered to prosper. I have the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of the Lord, which maketh rich and adds no sorrow with it. I owe no man anything but to love him. God supplies all my needs according to his unlimited riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I always have all sufficiency in all things, having an abundance for every good work. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never have want for anything. I seek the kingdom of God first, and all things are added unto me. Whatever I sow, I will reap, and I will sow again. Any good I do for any man, the same will I receive of the Lord. I am a kingdom investor. When I give, it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. People give to me. The same measure I give with, it is given to me again. I give bountifully, and I receive bountifully. I am blessed to be a blessing. I am God's distribution center on earth. I'm God's channel of blessing to those in the world. Resources come to me easily and frequently. God lives in me. My body is His house. My body is whole, in perfect health. My immune system is so strong that any virus or anything toxic that touches me dies the moment it comes in contact with me. Christ's stripes have healed me. Therefore, I am healed. No matter what my circumstances are, I am filled with joy and peace. I am always content and grateful. I live by faith in God's word and not by what is visible. God's word always produces for me. In Christ, I have miracle-working power. He said, "The things I do, shall ye do also." Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts which dwelleth in Mount Zion. He says, "These things shall follow them that believe." Not only do I believe, I know I can do all things. With God, nothing is impossible to me. I've been made for such a time as this. God shows Himself strong in me, showing the world His kingdom rules over everything. Though the world is in trouble, they will see that because of Him, I can be of good cheer, because I am born of God and have overcome the world. And when they accept Jesus as Lord, they can do the same. I take the gospel to the world, saving souls from the kingdom of darkness and bringing them into the kingdom of light. They will see the light through me as God shows Himself strong in me. I am healing the brokenhearted, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and setting the captives free. I love the people I serve and want to see them prosper because of my involvement with them. I am a creator of value for the advancement of others. I cause positive changes in people's circumstances. I am everywhere, all the time, letting people know Jesus. All I am, every resource I have, I willingly make available. I make myself available for God's service. I am highly favored of God. God's favor goes before me and surrounds me, changing rules and policies on my behalf, opening doors which no man can shut. Into your hands, Lord, I commit my spirit. I do all things as unto you. Therefore, no thing is impossible to me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. As He is, so am I in this world. With God, all things are possible because I believe. Nothing is impossible to me, for with God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. No man shall be able to stand before me all the days of my life. No weapon formed against me will ever prosper. God has given me the heathen for my inheritance. Wherever the soles of my feet tread, God has given me. I am confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So be it. Amen.